you've been to 1871 or really any incubator, at any successful incubator, I should say, at any startup startup center, startup hub, you will recognize that the biggest part about it is mentorship, coaching, and leadership training for the guys that have guys and girls that have maybe never led a company before. What's the difference between starting your own thing and starting a company? Well, it's leadership, ultimately. One of the cool things that we're going to talk about today is Social Jack, which is a coaching and training platform that enables startups to get that mentorship, but somebody's got to pay for it, and usually it's not startups. So we're going to talk to Forward Progress founder and CEO, Dean Delisle, and I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technory Live. Dean, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I have worked with startup companies now for, I don't know, going on 3 years, and the one common denominator is that it's hard to get a check. They don't usually have the cash to pay you.
Right.
But you want to help them. You see the ideas. You see the passion. But, you know, it's always a challenge to find people who can sort of supplement that income and enable you to be able to have a living, but also give back and help them out. You guys have sort of found this. Coaching is one of those things, sort of like a previous guest, Trish Meyer from Meyer Law. She's a lawyer. You need a lawyer. You need support. You need all that, but you can't afford to pay that tab. Your time is very valuable. What is Social Jack, and how have you sort of gotten this available time for startup companies that maybe couldn't afford it?
Well, what we determined, just like you said, is that a lot of startups can't afford to really pay for coaches and
anything
really, right? So they're at a disadvantage.
Beer and pizza.
Beer and pizza and power and Wi-Fi.
They don't pay for that. They just sneak
right,
in 1871.
Yeah, right. Well, you don't have
you
to
these Starbucks,
days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little older than you, so back when we had to,
you don't
had to,
look like it.
We had to plug in somewhere. But the cool thing is we said we were all a startup at some point. So we've been very successful with getting corporate sponsorships and bigger companies that have a soft spot and want to get in front of small business owners to actually either sponsor or help run programs with us, coaching and training on their own, and supply those. And so because of that, we've developed a model and a platform where people can come on there and sponsor as well as help out. And so we have a free version for all small businesses. And we go to 1871 and City Hall, BACP, and we travel around. And we really get to startups and help them realize that it's not all about technology and big money. At the end of the day, Social Jack is about the people.
Yeah.
And you and I have gotten, and anybody that's successful in business has gotten to the next step because of the people that they know. And a lot of times, small business owners and startups feel like they're on their own.
Yeah.
And they feel alone. So they feel like they have to hunker down in the basement or hunker down in the technology until they get it right. And then they come out and talk about it. And what we do is we flip that upside down and say, no, you can have a whole network and a whole team. We call it social teaming behind you. And we coach them on how to build a solid team. And we have a mobile app coming out on this, by the way, so they can do it free right on their phone. And we help teach them the importance of the people around them to get from their current network to their ideal network to launch that business and to grow that business.
It's funny. I mean, I wasn't going to go this direction with this interview, but now that you mentioned all this, I almost have to be. When I was at Northwestern, I got a master's degree. The first master's degree I got there was in leveraging networks, essentially. So going through network dynamics and how do we do that. Now, that was on a computer using ChangePro and things like that, less so human to human. But one of the things I noticed when I first started working with startups, particularly at 1871, is there's a whole lot of people in the room,
right?
And there's a whole lot of talking, but it's awkward. And the ability, when you bring in an outsider, which is usually a business CEOs and things like the big guys that they want to work with down the road, when they bring them in, the conversation gets a little bit weird and awkward, and they're not able to network with them well. And you go to networking events, even Technory before the event, it's just some of them, the younger kids, I don't know if it's that they... Even millennials, which are slightly older, I don't know if it's that they don't have that experience or what it is about the way they're raised. Maybe it's that we were talking about Pokemon Go. Maybe it's that they're playing too many of those games and stuff and just don't have to spend the time that you and I probably did. You more than even I had to do meeting people and talking, and your first job is at a car wash or whatever, painting houses, and you walk in, hey, ma'am, you know, I'm painting your house. I think that made you be able to network naturally, made you be able to communicate and speak to people naturally in the right way,
right.
Made you memorable. And they don't have that trait. And I think without tools like this and guys like you to come in and say, listen, we're going to train you. I know this sounds stupid. I'm going to train you on how to meet and talk to people and build a team and build a relationship with people that can be built upon layer after layer after layer. And they're missing that. And I'm hoping that this is a big solution for them.
Well, and people genuinely want to help other people. And like I said, startups
sometimes,
sometimes. Right. And well, good people. Yeah. But this is it has been deemed the age of loneliness, where
it is.
Where we are more connected than we ever had been, but we're not connected. I'm using
I've always it's on video. I have to watch it 2 days later.
Yeah, good.
I've always said that the large part, that's one of the things that we talk about the show. It's going on today with Breather. The part I don't like, I love collaboration. I do it all the time. I have a whiteboard room with people. We come in and we do that, but it's highly organized. It's curated. The big collaborative space, I've always said to people, it reminds me of a big party. It's the most intimate thing you'll ever go to. If you go to a big party, it's always one person conversation after a time. It's only at the small parties that you actually sit in a circle of three or four and have a real conversation. Big parties, you're just clicking through it and just trying to get to the booze, really. That's what I'm trying to do.
That is so cool you said that, because we always tell people that we look at social network sites like an event.
Yep.
So when you go to 1871, and we started off back in the day, you know, that's what older people say, back in the day.
Both ways, I've been told.
But we would teach people how to go into networking events, and actually I teach this at UIC. I have a whole grad course on this. But we teach people how to network at events and really come out of there with, you know, have a plan to go in and come out of there with relationships, not just business cards or I met a bunch of people, but who can I connect to and who could join me on my destination? And so we just like you called it a party. Yeah. I like that idea about the party, by the way. And
we
then
should have one.
So we call it a networking event, and we say that you can create and be the host of that networking event.
Yeah.
So now think about if you walked into every situation, we call it hosting. If you walked into every situation and you just pretended you were the host of that event, well, you could go in and host your Facebook page. You could host your Twitter account, your Snapchat account. And what's funny is they go in and they're talking, but they're not intentionally connecting for relationship or outcome.
Two funny things. So one, if you're not going, you should go to a Technori event in this July on Tuesday. There's going to be a company pitching called Convo. And the gist of it is, instead of going through networking events and things like that, just it doesn't have to just be networking events, all kinds of things.
Right.
Instead of tagging people on what you do and what your name is and who you are in the community, they tag you with your personality. You take a personality test, and it'll say, like, you're an analyzer, you're a gatekeeper, you're an inspirer, you're an action person, whatever. And I think, I can't remember what he called it. We did our prep session last night. He called it something PI or whatever. He had an acronym for whatever the hell they're going to talk about on Tuesday. No offense. But the gist of it is that if you recognize the people that you do well with, your confidence goes up and you are now talking to them with a purpose. Because I'm not looking at them going, I hope that person doesn't ask me about this. And you can be your host, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, like even personally, like I probably should have run into you years ago. I am mortified of social networking events. People are blown away when I say this to them. I hate them. I get drunk at them. That's what I do. Because I'm serious.
Well, a lot of people do.
Well, yeah, but it's not like I go in and I hate small talk. I hate, I don't introduce myself well.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it. And so, like, honestly, the one thing about this hosting the show that has really been cool is meeting all these people and people listening to you say, my name. So now when I walk into events and things, I don't have to like have that feeling of anxiety that I have to meet these people because most of them already know or I've met them, you know, some other way. Without someone like you early on, I had to go through a struggle that was very difficult to meet people. So I think a lot of companies could do well with this.
Yeah, we have something that, you know, we put in our teachings called an engage-o-meter, which dictates our intention and how well we're going to engage with somebody. And so it has a spectrum of sort of this surface conversation, which I hate, the small talk stuff. Anything that is fast just to get through the motion, get the business card, and run to the next person. I am not about that at all. So we adapted this from WGU graduate school, and we turned it into one for social media because we feel that when people are scrolling, and what's interesting, I just did a conference in New York on this, on sort of snackable content, that the average internet user has an attention span of 8 seconds. A goldfish has an attention span of 9 seconds. So technically, we could get through to a goldfish easier than we can.
I'm surprised it's 8 seconds. I think it'd be shorter than that.
But if you think about how we flip through there, and then people will, you know, double tap the heart and get the likes and things like that, and they feel like they're connecting, but they're not really generating any relationships. So what we do is we tighten that down, we make it outcome-based, and we say, give us 20 minutes a day, and we'll give you as many appointments that you want to get funded or to build your product or to launch your product. And we put people in that direction and that category and help them look at the people that they have to get the people they need to know.
Well, it's ultimately, I mean, this whole thing really, if you boil it down, it comes down to a value proposition.
Right.
I mean, we talked about this actually yesterday about Technori at the prep session with Square Planet, that you're using people's time. And it's a waste of my valuable time, not in money, but just in that I can't get it back.
Right.
When you come up to me and you sort of BS me around with some stupid line, and it's like, this is a total waste of time. And if you
the
give
elevator
people,
pitch.
Yeah. Let me give you my elevator. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to use that card to like clean the gap out of my console, my car. That's right. What this card is going to be used for. But no, it's people's time is worth a lot, and you can't ever replace it. And so I think people, the more, whether it's on social media, it's, you think 8 seconds is quick, it's quick, but that's still 8 seconds. And if you want me to take that 8 seconds and make it memorable, you better give me something
of value.
Of value, and right. I will then give you something of value. And I think that's what you're teaching.
Well, that builds the relationship, develops trust, and takes it to that next step.
Well, and it's unique in that this is a social media thing, because that is the future, fortunately or unfortunately. There's very cool things about social media, but there's also some things that aren't so cool. And this is one of those things where we're going to have to figure out how to build relationships digitally, because we're not really doing it now. We're building connections, but we're not building relationships. And I think you guys are kind of on that path to at least maybe start that conversation. How do we build a relationship?
Yeah, and we flip it upside down. So I don't know what sports you play.
All of them.
Yeah, right? So what I did is I took the mobile.
I can still play golf and basketball somewhat.
I play golf, but I don't play well. But I developed the social teaming to make it fun and put some gamification off of sports and like DraftKings and everything else. So we have you, actually, we teach you the scouting process, just like the Cubs and everybody else does. We teach you the scouting process and
the
drafting
Sox.
Process.
The Sox are not doing scouting process.
Well. No, they're not. But, Madden is, fortunately, because I'm a Cubs fan. But the idea here is that we studied that for almost 2 decades before social media, and we were teaching busy CEOs, because CEOs would fall into this trap, business owners, where they're working on their product, working in their business, and then they never, they forgot about, developing new business. So they would get new business, go work on it, and there would always be this dip cycle. And that would never be a progressive launch. So we developed this originally for those busy business owners, and now we just teach it to the startups. But it's about drafting your core team. So we teach them how to draft starters, how to stock a bench, how to develop a practice squad, and how to have a farm team. And so we make it fun that way.
Man, I wish I'm going to blame myself on this. I wish I had done more recon or did a call with you before we did the show, because this is so fascinating to me. Like, when I work with startup companies in the building and launching growth strategy, and we're going to be doing some more of this stuff coming out. We can't talk about it quite yet, which I'm really excited about announcing in the future. I use the military all the time.
Oh,
we do team building. We'll create the original setup is what I do is I create the metaphorical board of directors. So I want you to go out and pick in the world. I don't care who it is. Yeah. Pick Bill Gates, whatever. Someone alive would be helpful.
We call that a fantasy team.
Yeah, pick your fantasy team. So pick them out, and then basically I can help you assign the role and say, like, listen, these people you picked, this is who that person would be, on paper. This person's, a leader. This person's action person. This is an inspirer, gatekeeper, blah, 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 connector. And then we go out into your network and figure out how do we build that sort of Navy SEAL team, that sort of Swiss Army knife, if you will. And that's literally how we do it. And I modeled that off of the sports teams was a great idea. I thought it was a perfect analogy. And for me, it was just military because having played sports, I didn't want to tell like the same old story every time. And I wasn't in the military, so I could tell other people's stories.
Well, here's something cool. So there is something to note for people listening called network science. It was developed by the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that as our core in our curriculum to teach people that. And they used it, for military
Whoever
purposes.
Whoever built a better policy on unity and brotherhood and being able to double back and making sure that everything was checked and everyone followed the line and no one broke up when things got hot, like, it's the best.
Well,
no
not only that, it was how they captured Saddam Hussein, Osama bin
using
Laden.
Networks,
so they use networks and hubs and cells.
Yep.
Well, we teach that same methodology to grow a business, to develop
sales. You're reverse engineering it to find and reach the people that you want.
Yeah, and there's two types of networks. There's accidental networks and there's intentional networks. Yep. And we teach the intentional part.
It's probably the good one to teach.
Yeah, it is.
Accidents happen, though. Sometimes it's good.
Good accidents happen on the way to good intention.
I shouldn't even say this, but they say hell is paved by good intentions, they say.
Right. Yeah.
But no, I'm just kidding. This has been very fascinating, Dean. Thank you so much for coming in here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Where do people learn more and follow you? I know you've got some YouTube stuff and Vimeo channels and all kinds of other stuff. So where do people go to follow you before we get to Forward Progress and Social Jack?
Yeah, just Dean Delisle. You can Google it, and all my accounts are up there. I'm on every channel and Snapchat.
Yeah, I've noticed you are on everything. You've got like Google pages, you got... you're on Pinterest, you're on everything, man.
Right. Well, if you're going to teach it, you might as well know it. I do have a great team behind me that teaches me, and my 13-year-old daughter and my 18-year-old son taught me Pokemon Go and Snapchat and all those other ones.
I refuse to learn it, but that's...
I know, but it's fascinating to me because I take the things that I know that work in business and connecting and apply them to whatever's new.
Forward Progress and Social Jack, how do people get involved?
So just Google Forward Progress. We're all over. We've been around for 13 years. Yep. And socialjack.com, and then you can go to all those accounts too. And I encourage you to sign up for the free socialjack.com. Yep. Because especially my small business owners, because there's over 200 classes they can have for free.
That's amazing. Yep. Content is king.
Yep.
Content is king. Thank you, Dean, so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As mentioned every time today at each one of our podcasts this week, the keynote has been announced for the July Technori Showcase. It is Coco Mears, founder of Pretty Quick, a company that was acquired by Groupon in June of 2015. This company is amazing, and so is Coco. Tickets are still available. The showcase is held at Chase Auditorium on Tuesday, July 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. Please go to technori.com and pick up your tickets before they disappear. Use the promo code WGN and get yourself a discount. And you can stream this episode and more on WGNbusiness.com or download each episode on iTunes and stay up to date by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori or follow me at Katoon. I don't have a Pinterest page, but Dean does. Boom, that's a wrap.